Good evening. Welcome to The Big Fight. I'm Vishnu Shom. After 2 days of face-offs, authorities allowed farmers, some of whom threw stones and broke barricades, to enter the capital under police escort to stage a demonstration against agricultural reforms that they fear will leave them at the mercy of big corporations. The police had deployed hundreds of officers at different entry points to the capital, parking trucks full of sand and laying barbed wire to block the path of thousands of farmers. The farmers have been upset with the laws passed earlier this year, which meant that they are now free to sell their produce to anyone at any price instead of to state-controlled markets at assured rates, which is what they still want to continue. Farmers say the new laws deregulating the vast agricultural sector will leave small growers vulnerable to corporate agri-businesses and could lead to a withdrawal of price support for staples like wheat and rice. Our question, will the government roll back these farm laws? I'm going to introduce our panel first before we get to the first punch. What is the first punch? In this part of the program, we give 1 minute to all of the participants on this program to state their central argument before the big fight begins. Joining us, Jingle Reddy. He's chief advisor of the Consortium of Indian Farmers Association. Rajat Sethi, economist and political analyst. Supriya Srinath of the Congress Party. Parambant Singh Sromana of the Shiromani Akali Dal. And we are also joined by Lalita Kumara Mangalam, a member of the BJP. And a little later on the program, we'll be joined by P. Sainath. Very few journalists have done more work with him on the ground in terms of agriculture in this country, and Dipinder Hooda, the Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress Party in Haryana. But that'll be later on the program. But first, the big punch. Let me go across to you first. Supriya Srinath, national spokesperson of the Congress, for your central argument. You've got 1 minute, and then I will interrupt.
Thank you very much for that. And I think it is indeed a very, very important discussion that we are having today. The first part of my argument has to do with the treatment being meted out to the farmers. Before they were allowed entry in Delhi, the kind of treatment that was meted out to India's farmers is shameful. They were only there to assert their democratic and fundamental right to peacefully protest. They were, they were lathi charged, gas cannons, tear gas cannons were thrown at them. Water was thrown at them, water cannons were thrown at them in this cold. It tells you how insensitive the government really is. Yes, they want to come and discuss their issues, but the last time they came, the agriculture minister sent his secretary instead. They have some very, very serious concerns that they are raising, and I'm presuming we're going to discuss that clause by clause in this show. They are raising very important concerns that have to do with the livelihood of majority of our country. And some of those concerns have to be addressed by the central government. You cannot look the other way. And the prime concern is MSP by private buyers, unless you do not put in the record.
All right. So your 1 minute goes over there. I want to go across to Rajat Sethi next. Rajat, the first punch, your 1 minute starts now. Go ahead.
Well, I think more than the farmer concerns, Vishnu, it is the politicization of the issue that I believe is the most unfortunate part. The farmers and their concerns are always genuine. I mean, in this specific case, they have been politically misguided. The central government led by Prime Minister Modi has already announced MSPs at a higher rate during the budget session in this year itself. And repeated assurances have come in right from the Prime Minister's office as well as the Agricultural Minister's office. But in spite of that, there is a confusion and a fear of the unknown, which is being created by certain political parties and political forces who have a vested interest, who cannot electorally prove a point, but they want to prove a point this way. Another thing is that we also know that Congress Party had included most of these reforms as part of their election manifesto, A. And B, several state governments ruled by the Congress Party tried to tweak the rules, claiming that these lie within the state government's purview.
Rajat, just interrupting because I'm being fair, we'll start the big fight debate in a few moments from now. Let me go across to Jingle Reddy, the chief advisor of the Consortium of Indian Farmers Association, to make your main point. 1 minute, your time starts now. Please go ahead.
Indian development, economic development in 1990 was because of liberalization in service and industrial sectors, which has propelled the growth of the nation by 10%, whereas agriculture remained at 1%. Now that after 30 years, agriculture reforms have come, more farmers are happy. In the 30 years, what happened between service and industry, agriculture, technologies have not come, investments have not come, market reforms have not come. The issue of corporatization, small farmer, if you look at in service and industry, they are all small people and all that. Because of investment technologies, the entire industry nation has been benefited. How come somebody can say that technologies, investment, market reforms are not going to benefit farmers? The exploitation of farmers, no, this is absolute nonsense. Because today, if you see electronics, defense, every sector, they're only corporations, big companies, they are there. As far as MSP is concerned, if you look at Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, South, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Bengal, there is no problem about procurement. They are all being procured.
No problem about procurement in certain states. We'll raise that point in a little while. Right. Lalitha Kumaramangalam, your turn next. If you can start 1 minute of the first punch, your time starts now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, right. We have a total of 14.5 crore farmer families in India. Out of these, 52% are either small or marginal families. The farm sector reforms that were introduced by Modi were meant mainly for these small and marginal families who generally own less than 2 acres of land. Now, it's very ironic that everybody who's making such a hullabaloo now forgets that in the past, before 2014, whether it was the Congress or anybody else, the SP, etc., they are the ones who said that these reforms must come through. Exactly the same thing. Today, they are clutching at straws and they are politicizing an issue, instilling fear, instigating violence in the farmers who are basically a very peaceful lot in India. I don't think the farmers are to be blamed. I think the whole thing is that people want to somehow find some fault with Prime Minister Modi because he's actually had the guts to bring in these reforms. Now, what is the basis of these reforms? That farmers can sell to whom they want. It doesn't mean MSP has gone down. In fact, as Rajat pointed out, it's actually
all right.
Been
MSP has not gone down. Farmers can sell to who they want.
Farmers can sell
we'll
to
come to
the,
those
want.
Points in a moment from now. Your 1 minute is up. My last panelist here before we start the debate, Parambant Singh Romana, president of the Youth Akali Dal and also spokesperson of the Shiromani Akali Dal. If you can, sir, in 1 minute, summarize your main points, please go ahead and start now.
Sorry, I joined a little late. I didn't know what the...
Right,
what
so, was the... so you have 1 minute and we'll restart your time. We'll restart your time. You've got 1 minute for what we call the first punch, where you need to summarize your main arguments on the farmers' bill, the topic we are looking at it. Will these farmers' laws, should they be withdrawn? That's our subject. Can you summarize your points in 1 minute, after which we will start a proper debate? We will,
yes.
Your time of 1 minute, after which I will interrupt, starts now. Please go ahead.
Yes, these bills that have been brought, and you have seen what is happening in Punjab, in Haryana, and in other parts of the country. The farmer of Punjab has always risen to the occasion when the country needed him. When our country was a food deficit country, the farmer of Punjab toiled hard with his blood and sweat and rose to the occasion to make India a food surplus nation. And today, when the farmer needs the company to hold his hand in these difficult times, the country is abandoning the farmer. And what is the leadership of the country doing? What is leadership? Leadership actually is seeing with the eyes of another, listening with the ears of another, and feeling with the heart of another. A leader has to have empathy. The farmers of Punjab and Haryana are on the roads in these cold, difficult times of COVID, and the government is not willing to listen to them.
All right.
Leave alone that, our fundamental rights, our fundamental freedoms, which allow us to move freely throughout the country.
All right, your fundamental freedoms, you believe, are not being granted over there. All right, so I'm going to start a debate. Let me go to you first, Supriya. The argument being made is that there are large numbers of farmers over here. You have misled the farmers as the Congress Party and other farmers groups, since the premise of what the government has done is that MSP will be assured. The Prime Minister has said so himself. How would you respond to that?
So I will respond to it in two parts. The first part is about misguiding and instilling fear, instigating fear in farmers. Those were the words used and how we are politicizing this.
Yes.
What are farmers? Are they an uninformed bunch of infants who we can misguide? And there is so much of patronizing attitude towards India's farmers when we say that, that farmers are such a huge community and they can be misled and misguided to march to Delhi in this cold and to be facing water cannons and tear gas shells. So, I mean, you know, let's keep the patronizing part aside. We are talking about a population of this country who is going to be adversely impacted by the laws. They want to sit with you, negotiate, and they want to say, please roll back because we don't think these laws favor us. You have to listen to them.
So okay, Rajat, would you like to come in on that one point? Stop patronizing the stop patronizing the farmers in this country. They have come because they have demands.
So, Vishnu, I mean, I'll not answer rhetorical questions here, but I'll...
No, but it is a fact, Rajat,
isn't it? Specific point. No, it's not patronizing. Actually, the Congress is patronizing them. They believe that they can actually misguide them and use it as a surrogate politics, surrogate means for politics.
How are they being misguided?
And politicking. No, I'm coming to that point.
Can I come in here?
What I believe is, see, several Congress ruled state, and this is absolutely as an analyst, which I want to put this point out. Several state governments which are ruled by the Congress party said that you are stepping on to the powers of the state government, so we will enact our own rules.
Okay,
fine. So the Punjab government came up and drafted their own farm bills and everything like that. And they said that we are going to not accept what the center has said. Fair enough. Why are the farmers of Punjab not agreeing to what the Congress-led government in Punjab is able to present before them as a solution? Why are they upset about it? Why can't the why can't Congress at least have a blueprint in the states that they are ruling to assuage the concerns of the farmers? Clearly, the farmers in specific states which are Congress-ruled have been misguided. I mean, at least these are the dots which can connect, and this is the response.
All right, Supriya, do you want to reply to that point before I go across that the Congress is misleading? Go ahead.
You know, they can keep saying what they want to say. The reality is that they patronize India's farmers, and which is why they believe they are an infant bunch of, jisko Hindi mein kehte hain, doodh peete bachche, unko koi mislead kar dega. These are people fighting for their democratic rights. That said, you know, it has been time and again said, the Prime Minister has assured there'll be MSP. Please put it in the law. Please put it on statute, because unless and until it is not on statute, it bears no meaning. I mean, the Prime Minister also said there'll be 15 lakh rupees transferred in every account. There'll be 2 crore jobs. He also said 21 days we'll beat corona. Can we hold him legally responsible for any of those statements? Anything that ring fences the Indian farmers has to put in the statute.
Lalita Kumara Mangalam, come in on that point. The Prime Minister has made promises in the past. He's not delivered on these promises. It's not enough for him to say that MSP will be protected. It needs to be in writing.
Here, the Congress spokesperson is being extremely patronizing towards every voter in this country who's voted for Narendra Modi. I think that's the real problem that the Congress has, that they're not able to stomach the fact that his popularity is not on the wane. Having said that, let me come back to this topic. The fact is that the Prime Minister is the head of government. If the Congress chooses not to believe him and to try to persuade others, whether they are successful or not, I don't know, that he is not to be believed, they have a democratic right to try to thwart what is being reforms that are being made in for the good of the people. Now, in the past, the whole country has always said that poor farmers, poor and marginal farmers, were always at the behest or, you know, putty in the hands of the dalals, what we call them, the middlemen. Today, these farm laws have been enacted so that the poor and marginal farmer, every farmer, but specifically these, who, as I said, are 62% of the farmers in this country, millions and crores of them are there, okay? They can access anybody, whomever they want to sell to. MSP has already not only been assured, it has been increased, and that increased MSP has been met by the government.
Okay.
If you don't choose to believe the PM, that is unfortunate.
All right. One now, moment, Mr. Romana, would you like to reply to that? That this is the Prime Minister of our country who's made a statement. Ma'am, I'm no lectures on this program.
No, not
point
lectures,
by point.
Just one
and
point.
Let's get a response to that. I will come back to you.
The fact is also that the government has called for talks.
Okay, great.
If you don't want to,
that's a key point. Mr. Romana, the government has called for talks, number one. Number two, there is an assurance from the Prime Minister. What is wrong with that assurance?
Sure,
that's
I have
been
a
made?
Right to respond.
1 minute, Supriya. Mr. Rumana, go ahead.
I'll answer to both the points. If there is an assurance from the Prime Minister, what is the problem in putting that assurance down in writing? That's
precisely
all that the farmers are asking. The Congress and the BJP spokespersons were probably getting into a tangle over there. The Congress didn't do it. No. The BJP is not doing it now. And as far as the call for the talks is concerned, the farmers were coming. Boulders were put in the way. Deep pits were dug. Containers were put on the roads. Barricades were put up. Is that the way you invite farmers for talks? What was the problem? They were marching peacefully. They would have come to Delhi. Now also you've designated an area for them to sit. What was the problem in doing that earlier? You water cannoned them. See, water cannons cannot douse the flames of a democratic protest. Let me put that very clearly in everybody else's mind. This is Uthta Punjab, and it is an answer to the people who used to talk about Uthta Punjab. People who said 70% of Punjab is on drugs. This is an answer to them. The youth of Punjab, the youth of Haryana, everybody, all farmers, irrespective of political parties, are out on the roads. And as I said, what is leadership? Leadership is all about empathy.
All right,
you don't
leadership
have to have
is about
malice
empathy.
Against anybody.
Good.
Yeah.
Rajat Sethi, this key point that's mentioned, it's come up for the last 2 days. You've allowed farmers to come in now. Why could this not have been done earlier?
I would say empathy for the farmers always, but empathy with the middlemen and the alathiyas, absolutely not. Why should they? They have to reinvent with the changing times. And if and we all know, I mean, as it's a matter of fact, be it Punjab, Haryana, even Madhya Pradesh and parts of UP, alathiyas form the backbone of the political system. And they have that clout in the political parties. And it's political parties of all hues and colors that they are able to push through their agenda and pretty violently and aggressively come out and defend their rights. And see, their business model is being threatened. And what? And if you were to analyze as to why they are coming out, and it's pretty natural for them. But what needs to be explained is that at the end of the day, will the small and the marginalized farmers and the farming labor, are they going to get benefited or not? And there have been enough number of agriculture economists who have been working on this issue for the past 3 to 4 decades, have been pleading before the government, one after the other,
okay,
to bring in the reforms. And as a matter of fact, Congress had put exactly these reforms as part of their manifesto in 2019 elections. And now they want to disown that.
Okay.
Which is
Mr.
again
Reddy,
fair,
would you like to respond to that specific point that's being mentioned? This is going to benefit small and medium farmers. Why do you believe that that is not accurate?
See, there is some problem, mindset problem with all the political parties and people in politics. You see, if you see, in 2007, Swaminathan report came. For 7 years, neither Congress, nor opposition, nor state governments bothered to implement them. See, the simplest fact today is look at Korea, Taiwan, or Japan and other countries where small farms have been made profitable simply because of fundamental changes of technologies, investments, and market connectivity, and empowering the farmers to handle their own issues. Here in this country, I don't want to comment on politicians and politics, but look at the country. Why is that? The simple question all these political parties have to answer. How is that in 30 years, service and industrial sectors have grown at 10%, agriculture remained at 1%. You know, all your political parties were...
No, but Mr. Reddy, the argument being made by the BJP is that that is exactly what they're trying to fix.
That they are trying to fix after 6 years, and we are happy. Therefore, I am, as a my own organization, myself, we have been fighting this since Dasharath Joshi, 1980s, and we are welcoming it. I am not at all against
no,
the farm.
No, so you are not against the farm laws?
No. You hear me this. Fundamentally, today, the debate should be, is it against reforms or is it on the question of MSP? That is what the discussion has
And what
to
is
be.
Your answer?
Is it on farm reform or MSP?
What is your key concern?
Please hear me. MSP, why is that in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, down south, Bengal, Orissa, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Bihar, there farmers are not agitating? See, our Punjab farmers and Haryana, they were given MSP. And now the reforms have come. Even earlier, there were 25
MSPs. Actually, that's a key point.
No. The question is today, see, the MSP has been there and it will continue. Because you have a public distribution system. The government
yes.
of India has to procure millions of sons. And then the government, even earlier, the MSP was only a very way. I mean, it was only a rule. I mean, there was a nothing.
So then why are farmers protesting if MSP is assured in the manner that you say that it is?
That is what they, I would ask the Punjab chief minister, why is that he is not able to convince the farmers? Why is that in Andhra?
All right, Supriya, are there politics over here when MSP is in fact being protected? The Prime Minister has said so. Mr. Reddy represents the consortium of Indian Farmers Association over here. Why has the Punjab chief minister not been able to convince
farmers?
You
ask that, and also ask the Akali.
One moment, Supriya is with the Congress party. Supriya, go ahead. One second, Mr. Reddy. One minute. You made your point. Supriya, please reply. Yes.
With all due respect to Mr. Reddy, his views seem to be very different from the rest of the farmer associations that I've been on various panels with.
Yes.
But I respect his view to be different. All I will say is that the law now clearly says that the farmers can choose to sell to anybody that they want to sell. The BJP spokesperson, I don't know which one of them, I think Ms. Kumaramangalam made the reference to it, you know, the small and marginalized farmers. Let us, for the benefit of our viewers, point out one thing here. 86% of India's farmers own less than 2 acres of land.
Yes.
How are they going to negotiate with powerful corporate houses?
Okay.
You expect a farmer in Gorakhpur to take
only
his produce
that
and
are
go
going
all
to be
the way
under MSP. Vegetables, pulses, oils, none of them are being procured till today. What are you talking as if 100% farmers are
I think the lady doesn't done her homework.
No, this is not correct. What you are,
I have
you
done
are
very well
representing. See, your procurement is only rice, wheat, but also limited. The rest has no benefit.
No, but Mr. Reddy, I think the key point Supriya is saying, and please answer, is that if there are big agro corporations which come into villages, farmers will be vulnerable because, according to some, they will be forced to sign documents that they have to sell these companies.
I tell you, today it is because of Coca-Cola that mango pulp processing has been done. It is being exported. It is meat is being processed by multinational companies, international companies' investment. Therefore, meat has become the one of the biggest exporters. Who told you? And it is the corporations that are importing edible oils and supplying to the countries. You are talking as if industry, big
so
business.
So, if you think, Mr. Reddy, that everything is all right, then why do you think farmers are protesting? What sort of statements are you making?
Now, Supriya,
you
see,
how could anybody say that corporations are going to exploit? Corporates are corporate business. They are part and parcel of economy.
Can I come in on this?
Sorry. You're making inane arguments that most farmers don't agree with, sir. With all due respect.
All right, Mr. Romana, please answer. He's given three specific examples of how big companies have worked in the agricultural sector. Mr. Romana, these are facts.
I just want to comment on the fact that the Congress spokesperson today is, you know, as everybody else is, you know, going against these laws. I just want to question them on one point. As somebody earlier also said, in the 2019 Lok Sabha manifesto, they had put
I
the same thing.
I want to
things.
Answer that question.
Just give me a second. Give
Supriya,
me a second.
I'll come
you can
to
answer
next.
That. 2017 Punjab Vidhan Sabha manifesto, they put the same thing. The same laws were passed in the Vidhan Sabha by the Congress government without a discussion. These laws were passed in the Rajya Sabha. I want to ask the Congress spokesperson, why wasn't a whip issued for the
Mr.
MPs?
Mr. Romana, before Supriya answers, I must ask you, who is your main enemy over here? The Congress party because of politics in Punjab?
Or are you trying
to help farmers against the farm laws? Who is your main enemy over here?
Can I please come in?
Supriya, one second. Sadly, I would have to say that both the main national parties have played with the sentiments of the farmers.
So are you interested in protecting farmers, and do you want the farmers' bill
absolutely, law? Absolutely.
You want the farmers' laws to go away, right?
Absolutely.
So in that case, why are you targeting the Congresses on this program is what I'm trying to understand.
I am targeting the hypocrisy of the Congress. I'm not targeting the Congress. I'm targeting the hypocrisy of the Congress.
Okay, Rajat, wait. Supriya has a chance next. Supriya, go ahead. Rajat, after that. Yes.
You know, I've heard this now from three ill-informed people. I think it's only fair I put it in context and lay the truth as bare as it should be laid. You know, everybody says, at least the three people here are saying, APMC Act, Congress, APMC Act, Congress. Let me say, half-truth is very dangerous. So let me, for once and for all, clarify what the Congress party said. The Congress party said that because APMCs are big and far-flung areas, farmers cannot get there, we are going to start by building many more markets in big villages and smaller towns.
No, this is a misstatement of the fact.
No.
This is misstating a fact. They said APMCs will be abolished. You can read the manifesto.
Read your own manifesto, ma'am.
You read your own manifesto, ma'am. Don't misinform people. You said APMC Act will be abolished. It's written in black and white in your manifesto.
Please keep quiet, Mr. Romana, because I did not speak when you were...
Do you want me to show that to you?
Please don't be so rude to your fellow panelists, ma'am.
Keep quiet and listen to me.
Do not be so rude to your fellow panelists. You've got maximum time in this debate.
You can raise your voice, ma'am, as much as you want to. That will not...
All right, all right. Mr. Romana, 1 second. Supriya, 1 second.
Mr. How are you allowing...
Supriya, you will get a chance to answer. Rajat had a point. He's kept quiet for a while.
Rajat,
make your point. And if that is something... Supriya may want to respond to, she will get an equal opportunity. Rajat, please, the point that you're trying to make. Mr. Romana, 1 minute, sir. 1 minute.
Can I please
Rajat,
have the
please
floor?
Go ahead. Yes.
So,
I mean, other than Vishnu trying to push for a Congress Akali alliance, let me focus back on the core agenda here. Core agenda remains that who essentially is the key patronizing entity here? Look at Congress. They started the entire argument based on that this rhetoric is that we cannot misguide the farmers. They can, of course, they have been doing that using this fear of the unknown as to what is going to happen to them, etc. But
please
they fail to understand that they are the ones who are just... Madam, you yourself accused right now the Akali Dal member of interfering. Why are you...
I'll just show you the manifesto. Give me 1 second.
No,
I've
Mr. Romana,
called for
you
it.
You know, Mr. Romana, you may not be able to read what was written there. I was telling you there
I'm
are many more markets
that
you want farmers
sadly
to access. Once that is done, APMC will be abolished. What matters that is just understand.
No, Mr. Romana, please be fair. Just 1 minute, sir. Rajat is trying to make a point. Supriya, please, I will let you reply to Rajat if he's saying something to you. But please quickly make your point, Rajat. Yes, because I couldn't hear you.
I just wanted to make this point is that how can a few handful politicians sitting in your panel here decide that the small farmers will actually be absolutely be, taken hostage by the corporate interests coming in? How are they the ones who can make the choice on behalf of these farmers? Is
no,
this
but
not
Mr.
the clear
Romana,
definition
this
of
is
what
exactly on
is?
The basis of which your party left the NDA. Today, you seem to be targeting the Congress more. What are your problems with the farm laws? Why don't you tell us that?
No, we are targeting the BJP ruled Congress, the BJP ruled government at the center as well.
Right. So my question is simple. What is your problem with the farm laws? Over here, it's Congress versus Shiromani Dal versus BJP, which is great for the big fight. All right. But what is we are talking about farmers? So what is your concern with the farmers' laws?
They can't decide whether they can oppose the BJP or they should not. That's their problem.
I don't know why you have a habit of interrupting. We left the government.
Absolutely,
the issue is now. Give me a second. Will I get an opportunity?
Mr. Reddy is patting his forehead with his handkerchief. He is that stressed out. I think I might need to do the same over here. But please, 1 second.
Mr. Romana, answer
the question. Please talk about the farm laws.
That's what I'm coming to.
Yes, please.
That's what I'm coming to.
Finally.
What are the farmers demanding? The BJP spokesperson said that the Prime Minister has given an assurance. All that the farmers are saying, that put that assurance down in writing. What is the problem in that? And if the farmers are coming for that demand to Delhi, we are erecting all kinds of barricades and boulders in the way so that they don't reach Delhi. What is the problem if the farmers do a peaceful march and come and sit in Delhi? Why can't you hear the demands out? If we are giving assurances
now,
everywhere, left, right, and center,
about time you
why
gave
not?
Me some time to rebut.
Mrs. Kumaramangalam, go ahead.
Yeah, first I request Madam Supriya Srinath not to, I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. Not to interrupt. Let me finish. I don't like shouting on national debates, and I really don't. There's no point in my trying to talk above other people shouting.
Go ahead, ma'am.
First, Paramji, the government has called the farmers for talks. We will welcome you, and we'd be very happy. And we're looking forward to having talks with you on the 3rd. Of course, we have to have discussions. Without discussions, there will be no way forward.
Let me assure you, I'm not a spokesperson of the BJP, but I do belong to the party. Let me assure you that it's not just the Prime Minister and the Agriculture Minister who have said that we would like to now talk to you. And of course, we are going to listen to you. And it will, your issues or your doubts or your demands, they will all be taken on board. And there will be discussions. And the way forward, there will be a way forward. First. Second, the hypocrisy notwithstanding of the Congress, that's their business. I really don't think we need to talk about it anymore today. It's quite clear. Thirdly, the blind assumption that every international corporation or corporate, as you're calling them, are all evil villains and they're going to eat up all the marginal farmers of India, etc., is really nonsense. You can't just sit in a television studio and assume everybody is bad just because you say they are. For years today, for years, we have heard again and again, and there are facts to this, and this is what M.S. Swaminathan, the committee report, said in 2007. That the small and marginal farmer is being exploited to his bone, literally, by the middlemen. Okay. I've forgotten the term that Rajat used. I'm not from North India, so these, but we call them dalal generally, right? So now we have said that the farmer, any farmer, small, marginal, large, medium, whatever, has a right to sell to whomever they want. And to ensure that especially the needs of the smaller and marginal farmers are met, that they're not forced into more poverty than they already are.
Okay, ma'am, I have to interrupt. I want to get one last comment.
They can sell to the government too.
All right. Mr. Reddy, last comment to you for this part of the program. And my question is this. Does the Consortium of Indian Farmers Association represent any of the tens of thousands of farmers who are protesting in Delhi or in the larger area?
Just give me one
very few of us, we are by and large supporting the reforms. So therefore, some of my colleagues are there. We welcome them to have their own personal views. By and large, Consortium of Indian Farmers across the country, whoever our members, associates, our colleagues, we are all in favor of these reforms and we welcome them. And we will be, only thing is, we request the Prime Minister that to hear this, whatever is their demands, and then try to amicably settle. But reforms are good, and it is a first stepping stone for Indian economy to reboot. Because, believe me, in the next 10 years' time, the entire economy is going to depend on agriculture base. Your service and industrial sectors are going to be agriculture.
How do you check with the farmers for whom you were speaking?
Supriya, go
Mr.
ahead.
Romana,
yeah.
Stop.
Supriya, with your point, and then Mr. Romana, last comment to you. Yes. Supriya, go ahead.
I will only say that for somebody who doesn't represent a large section of the farmers, he should not be speaking on all their behalf. There is a certain angst in the farming community. It serves the government well to sit down, listen to them and address their concerns, without which we cannot move ahead. And for everybody who believes that people can be taken away from farming and into other jobs, Indian economy has contracted by over 7% in the second quarter. We are now in recession. So let's not look at pipe dreams and, dangle carrots that don't exist.
Mr. Romana, last point to you is this. A lot of allegations have been made that by members of the BJP that there is a support from Khalistani elements also among the farmers. How would you reply to that?
I'll reply to that, but just half a second.
No, reply to that first before you hit out at Supriya, which I can see you've got a document for.
Yeah.
But answer my question, because this is a point that should have come up earlier in the debate.
See, I'll tell you.
Yeah, please.
I'll answer you. Punjab is a very sensitive border state, which has had a very difficult history. If you alienate the majority population of that state, I am not justifying anything here, but if you play with the sentiments, you are playing with fire. The youth, the farming is the livelihood of Punjab. 70% of the Punjabis are farmers.
So there are separatist elements in these protests. You're saying so?
I'm not saying that. I am just saying that you're alienating the youth and you're playing with fire. If you alienate a majority of your... Why are the Punjabis being made to feel
so
as if they are
enemies
of the country?
So are you denying that Khalistani elements were part of these protests? Yes or no?
No, not at all.
You're not denying.
I am denying that.
Okay.
I am just saying... Okay. That don't alienate the youth. Why are you treating us as enemies of the country? Now to my point. This is the Congress Manifesto of 2019, which says Congress will deliver.
I can answer that for you.
Just give me a second, ma'am. Don't shout.
Supriya, I will let you have the last point.
Let her answer. Let me.
I will let you do that. Yes. Mr. Ramoda,
point 11 says, Congress will repeal the Agriculture Produce Marketing Committees Act and make trade in agriculture, including exports and interstate trade, free from all restrictions. They are repealing the APMC Act. And they are also saying Essential Commodities Act belongs to...
All right, Supriya. Supriya, last comment to you for this part of the program. Yes.
I wish Mr. Romana had read the previous points instead of just reading point
I've
number 11. The previous... Please keep quiet. The previous points clearly state... We will create many more markets for taxes.
Yeah, but you repeal the APMC Act. That's what I'm saying. You're creating markets but repealing the APMC Act.
No, Mr. Romana, she has to make a point also. Please make your point.
This is not. Because you don't have an argument, you can't keep shouting every time. Please read
the one who's shouting the most.
Lalita ji, wait, please.
I don't want to say that to a lady, but you are shouting the most, ma'am.
And then we will look at Vishnu, you should hold her back a little and not...
No, Lalita ji, wait. It's only fair that we can physically hear. I can't physically hear what she's saying.
That's because she's shouting so much.
All right. Look, I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. I think this reflects the crisis that we face in terms of the farmers' movement in this country at this stage. The fact of the matter is tens of thousands of farmers in this entire North India region, with a lot of support from other states as well, are protesting.